For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is raising concerns about two more ballistic missiles tests that Iran said it launched Wednesday. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
If they are confirmed, if they're true, as I said yesterday, we'll take up the appropriate action inside the UN. But I don't want to convey the impression that we are only looking at multilateral or UN possibilities in terms of measures to deal with it.
Kirby said Secretary of State John Kerry raised the matter Wednesday with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. The semi-official Fars News Agency showed pictures it said were of Qadr H missiles fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range into the Sea of Oman. At the same time, the White House said Wednesday Iran is committed to helping U.S. authorities find missing American Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran in 2007. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. takes Iran's promise quite seriously and is holding them to it.
The reason their cooperation is important is the last time that Mr. Levinson was seen, he was in Iran. And so we've got some pretty pointed questions that we're asking the Iranians about what they may know about his current whereabouts.
The former U.S. federal law enforcement agent was reportedly arrested by security services. Iranian authorities said they have no trace of him. U.S. military officials have denied that U.S. ground forces saw any action in a raid targeting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia early Wednesday. They say while U.S. helicopters were used in the raid in the town of Oudhegle, U.S. personnel did not take part. The chief of police in Somalia's lower Shabelle region says forces in the raid killed 15 militants and took six into custody. He told VOA that senior al-Shabaab officials have been meeting in the town to organize militia attacks. This is VOA News. UN